Hello and welcome to another episode of our podcast, where we dive deep into impactful initiatives and the stories behind them. Today, I'm genuinely excited to have you with me as we explore the expert strategies for launching initiatives focused on women whose voices have been forgotten over time. This topic is very dear to my heart, and I think you'll find it both inspiring and incredibly empowering. Why does this guide exist, you might wonder? Think of it as a love letter to those forgotten women whose stories we're determined to bring to light. There's something profoundly magical about amplifying voices that have long been silenced. When the right initiative comes along, it has the power to pull these stories out of the shadows and into the light, precisely where they should be. But let me tell you, timing is everything. That's what makes this guide unique. It's not just about what or how to do it, but critically, about when. Before we dive into the timing aspects, let's take a step back and understand why so many women's stories are forgotten in the first place. I remember vividly the moment I stumbled upon the story of a brilliant female inventor. Her groundbreaking contributions were overshadowed by her male colleagues. The frustration I felt was real and intense, and I knew I wasn't the only one feeling that way. This isn't just simple oversight, it's a deeply rooted issue in systemic biases. Did you know that despite nearly equal numbers of male and female journalists today, a significant gender bias persists? Men account for a whopping 78% of quoted sources on front pages. This stark reality is why recognizing these biases is vital when planning your initiatives. Now, let's talk about timing. When exactly is the right time to launch your initiative? Well, it genuinely depends, but timing can indeed make or break your efforts. The world has to be ready for your story, and sometimes that means waiting for the right cultural or social moment. For example, I once worked with a client who launched a campaign during Women's History Month. The timing couldn't have been better, and it gained remarkable traction because people were already focused on celebrating women's achievements. The perfect timing isn't always easy to spot. It requires patience, keen observation, and a good dose of intuition. One technique I love is aligning your launch with relevant anniversaries or significant historical events. It adds a powerful layer of significance that can capture public attention more effectively. Consider the Help Us Rise 2024 campaign, which strategically aligns with Financial Literacy Month and Woman Abuse Prevention Month. This kind of timing maximizes impact and awareness. Once you've identified the best moment to launch, the next step is building anticipation. This is where your creativity can truly shine. Think of it as setting the stage for a grand and impactful performance. It can be tricky, though, finding the balance between teasing just enough to intrigue and revealing just enough to engage your audience. Social media teasers can spark curiosity. Collaborating with influencers or organizations that share your mission can expand your reach. And engaging your audience through interactive content or webinars can create a passionate community around your cause. Building anticipation isn't just about marketing tactics. It's about creating a vibrant community that feels like an integral part of something bigger than themselves. How can we make our audience feel like they're not just spectators? This is a profound question to keep in mind. As you move forward, you'll inevitably face challenges, often more nuanced than they seem. You might encounter resistance from those who don't yet see the value in these forgotten stories. But don't be discouraged. Every challenge is an opportunity to refine your approach and strengthen your resolve. The efforts you put in will yield results, as seen in the recent highlights from UN Women's 2024 to 2025 advocacy actions, which have sparked movements and overcome backlash. Consider diving into historical records to uncover truly untold stories. This approach provides authentic, compelling content for your initiative. It's about making your work undeniably genuine and impactful. As we wrap up, I want to share some personal recommendations that have guided my own journey. First, stay relentlessly curious. The stories out there are vast and varied, and there's always more to discover. Second, be patient. The impact of your work might not be immediate, but it is significant and far-reaching. Lastly, connect with others in this field. Collaboration can amplify your efforts and bring invaluable perspectives to your initiative. For those eager to delve even deeper, consider exploring resources on crafting narratives of forgotten women. It's a fantastic complement to what we've discussed here. So, what's your next step? Identify a woman whose story needs to be told and start planning your initiative. Remember, you're not just telling a story. You're making history, one powerful voice at a time. Thank you for joining me today, and I can't wait to see the incredible work you'll do.